Be it at the restaurant while hogging on a fancy dinner, or eating with family at home, there are times we end up staining our precious clothes with food coloring. Feeling devastated, we start getting intimidated with a number of thoughts, with the doubt of whether the stain of color would go away or not. Food stains on clothes can turn out to be long-lasting if we don't treat them immediately with some useful methods. Basically a dye, food coloring seems to be a hindrance if you don't notice it within the right time, and end up making it sustain for a longer time span. If you are wearing washable and high-quality clothing made of superior fabric, there is nothing to worry as the manufacturer has made sure to use the finest raw material to craft the outfit that is washable and can get rid of stains with a little effort. But, the older the stains, more tricky it becomes to get them off from the clothing surfaces. The one important thing to consider would be to apply the stain-removing methods before you send them to wash to the laundry service providers. If the stains get laundered and dried, it becomes very tough to completely get rid of the food coloring stains and they stay lifelong on your favorite clothing pieces. Most of the food items today use dyes to offer them interesting colors, and especially the kids get their clothes stained with them badly. The women of the house face a state of conundrum to get these stains off the outfits, and beat around the bush for different ways, but end up choosing the wrong one that becomes less impactful. Well, fortunately, the methods of removing the color stains from the clothes doesn't require any special products, rather the basic stuffs that lie around in your homes are enough. The experts have recommended the best and easiest ways to get these stains removed, without any sort of expensive investment to be made. Thus, if you are acquainted with these rules and color stain removal methods, next time you spill off food on your clothes, you can just handle things by taking a deep breath. Remember, the clothes made of white fabrics can be immediately laundered with the help of bleach if the manufacturer's instructions allow you to do so. The method of removing food colors from the dark or light-colored outfits is a little different, and you cannot bleach them at all. Here are some basic tips that people should remember to handle the color removal treatments from clothes. You have to act super quick with the task of removing the color stains from the clothes. If you take longer, the stains might become permanent. Immediately use cold water to wash off the stain so that later the stain doesn't get hard on the clothing surface. No matter what solution you are using to get rid of the stain, first test it somewhere else near the collar or sleeve to check whether it is ruining the fabric or not. Never mix two cleaning solutions thinking the fusion would cause better impact to remove it easily. But not all chemicals work correctly when mixed and some should be used separately. The manufacturers attach a label of instructions that offers the details of the type of fabric used. Few fabrics are too delicate to face vigorous stain removal, and hence some clothes should be directly taken to dry cleaners instead of trying anything yourself at home. Never be harsh while rinsing or removing the stains as that may cause the color of the clothing to fade, and the fibers to get distorted completely. Sometimes, we are not perfect in applying the homemade remedies to remove the food coloring stains from clothes and depend on the commercial stain removal detergents and solutions. But make sure, before you use them, you read the instructions written on their labels properly so that you get an idea about how to use them correctly, and take sufficient precaution to save the quality of the fabric while removing the stain. The washable fabrics are always easier to get rid of the tough food coloring stains, and hence you should wear the clothes that are made of high-quality washable fabrics. For stain removal, there are different methods recommended by the experts, and the towel blotting treatment is quite useful. For this, you have to simply wash the stain of the clothing pieces with water, and then dab it with a folded towel to check how much stain has been soaked by the white towel. If someone has recommended you about the homemade tips to use stain removal hacks, make sure they are safe on the fabric you would be using on, and do not cause any more damage to the fibers of the clothing and make them fragile and dull. The list of basic stuffs that you would need to get this color removing treatment done. A blunt kitchen or table knife that works well and is polished. The liquid hand washing or dishwashing detergent which is very effective for removing food color stains. some amount of ammonia if you can get hold of. This one mixed with salt and water can also effectively remove color stains from the white clothes. White vinegar is extremely popular as a great agent to remove food coloring stains from the clothes, and hence you should have it at home always for these purposes. Again, as alternatives, you have chlorine bleach or oxygen bleach as the best products to help the clothes get rid of food coloring stains. Always use cold and clean water to treat any sort of food coloring stain on any fabric, as it works better and faster. Now that you have got a comprehensive idea on the tips to use while removing food coloring stains, and know about the products required to remove them, you should also be well versed with the treatment options available to remove the stains easily, without any professional help. For your convenience, here are some of the most useful ways to resort to if you want to be highly acquainted with the methods to remove food coloring stains from different types of clothing items that we wear every day. For the fresh stains. If the stains are fresh, you have easier ways to get rid of those. First, use the table or kitchen knife to scrap off some of the stain from the surface. This is an easy way to get rid of the excess materials. Now, use the damp lightweight cloth or even the white towel and press it against the stained material. This will be helpful to dab away as much of the stain as you could without putting much effort. The blotting treatment is quite effective to remove stains and also is one of the most popular ones. Now, soak the stained part in a bowl of some lukewarm water, mixed with 1 tablespoon of ammonia and 1 teaspoon of dish or hand liquid detergent solution. Soak the stained part for around 15 to 20 minutes depending on the type or hardness of stain the clothing has faced. Now, after soaking it for an adequate time span, you have to rinse it properly and rub the stain off with hands. Again for another 15 to 20 minutes, you have to soak the stain material in the solution and keep rinsing until and unless the stain starts removing. Now, for around half an hour or 40 minutes, you have to again soak the stained cloth in lukewarm water mixed with vinegar. This is very effective, as vinegar is regarded as the most useful and functional agent that is required to remove stains from the fabric, in the easiest way. Now, you have to keep the stained part under the tap water, and rinse it under a cold faucet. The flow of tap water would help the stain to get erased more efficiently. You can now send the clothing piece to the laundry service, but ask them to use chlorine or oxygen bleach so that there remains not a single spot or sign of the stain on the clothing piece. Once the material is laundered properly, you will be satiated with the whole stain removal process. For the relatively older stains. If the food coloring stain has remained on the clothing piece, you just have to make sure that the clothing piece is not dry and it is soaked in cold water. Letting the stain dry up can make it long-lasting and make the outfit unwearable to you. Thus, here are some of the tips that can help you deal with the older stains on the clothes. Make a super effective solution of lukewarm water with a tablespoon of household ammonia and 1 tablespoon of the hand washing or dishwashing liquid detergent. This mixture will be great to remove the oldest stains from the clothes effortlessly. Now soak the clothing material for about half an hour, and then rinse it properly until and unless the color of the stain fades away. Make sure to not be too harsh as the fragile fabric might become distorted in quality with a harsh treatment. Now, older stains become very difficult to get rid of at times, and for all those occasions, you should eye on the commercially popular stain removal products available in the market. If they don't work too, the dry cleaners are the only options left with you to save your outfit. Now, there are certain outfits that are not made from high-quality washable fabrics, and hence it becomes difficult to employ these homemade tips to remove good coloring stains. Still, we have some easy options for you to get rid of the hard stains. You have to be gentle with the fabric, and sponge it with cold water and try the treatments of blotting and sponging with another soft material or smooth towel. You can also explore the market for the stain removal solutions that are used for the non-washable fabrics. If this hack doesn't work, You always have the option to resort to a dry cleaner to get the material laundered and stain removed easily. You probably have had the idea of the correct tricks to remove the food coloring stains from the clothes, and now here are some mistakes that you should avoid while carrying out these methods at home. Using too much stain removers. The commercial stain removers available in the market shouldn't be used too much and in excess quality, as they have bleaching effect and also contain the chemicals that are not at all safe for certain clothing items. Thus, to protect the quality of the stained clothes, keep them away from the harsh stain removal products. Using super hot water. Hot water can actually make stains permanent, and you should only use cold water or rather lukewarm water to remove stains. Excessive rubbing. Frantically rubbing the stains too much only damages the fabric, and you should always be gentle while doing so. Using bleach on delicate fibers. For clothes like silk and wool, you are never supposed to use bleach to remove the stains. Harsh detergent soap. Do not directly use soap, as it contains harsh chemicals that can cause damage to the clothing quality. Mix it with water and make sure that the detergent is in liquid form to lessen its acidic nature. Thus, the next time you notice any sort of food coloring stains on clothes, read the label and the manufacturer's instructions, and then make use of the most effective and safest stain removal methods correctly. You can get more ideas from different magazines and blogs on the internet for different fabrics.